Just like the international break, we also take a break. Welcome back, guys, to Ultras 11 Podcast. I'm still Jose.
And I'm still Al.
Today we have a special guest, and I don't like how he's just staring strictly at the camera. It's making me feel uncomfortable. I don't know if he wants us to use his real name.
I'm staring at you. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, no, now it's even weirder. I don't know if he wants us to use his real name, so we're just going to call him DBG. The douchebag Guido. And just so you guys know what a Guido is, essentially it's kind of like a term of endearment, especially like for some people.
For Phil, he lives and briefs it.
Yeah. So it's like a nickname people have given certain parts of the Italian community outside of Italy. Actually, Justin Vaughn, probably like Woodbridge, where we're from.
Yeah. Mainly in Woodbridge.
Highway 7.
Yeah. clearly that kind of summarizes what this episode's gonna be about. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be 1000% focused on Italy. We're going to touch upon Serie A.
Oh, my God, bro. Really?
Yeah.
I don't really care about Serie A right now.
Okay.
Why? Or Premier League or La Liga. Like, those do nothing for me, bro.
Like, okay, so we're going to.
So you only care for one thing.
Bro, Italy just played. Let's talk about that.
Okay, yeah. So, we're just going to talk about Italy. The international break. He's right.
I'm 100% right.
That's all that matters right now.
I won't argue. I can't argue. We're all wearing Italy jerseys, so it makes sense, right?
It's only fitting. Our guest wants to make sure that people see what he's wearing.
Did you say hi to the camera, or are you just going to talk?
What's happening, guys? I hope you guys like my tracksuit. They actually wore it for the game in Jersey.
Yeah, that was he got it from Locatelli, actually. He passed it right to him.
After, he warmed up, and he's like, this is yours, so I... I didn't even go to the game, and I got
and
it.
You got,
well, that's
that's impressive. Yeah.
You have a lot of pull,
100%, 100%.
So I mean, getting into things here now, DBG.
Yeah,
Al, this question's for you as well, but our guest here gets the honor of going first.
You
want
to go first? No, you're the guest of honor.
You're the guest of honor today, so we owe at least the first question you answer first. That's a lot of firsts.
Here. All right.
We saw Italy under Mancini. We saw how it all went belly up. Yeah, okay, we won a Euro 6, but we also didn't qualify for a World Cup. We got railed in Nations League. List goes on, whatever. So we've seen a little bit of Spalletti.
Mm-hmm.
What are your initial thoughts with Spalletti?
Right now, I don't have any, to be honest with you. I really don't. It's... How can I have an opinion right now? How?
They played a couple games.
You've seen enough games, though.
We made it for the Euro.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. They played a couple games, you know, so far. For you, it's still too early for you?
It's still too early. Like here's the thing.
I need to see a Euro Cup or World Cup or bust.
Yeah, and then he'll just.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
But am I wrong, though?
Yes.
Am I wrong? Like, the bar, okay, here's the thing. The Euro bar is set already.
Okay.
Like, Mancini did it. And when I say that, here's the thing. With Mancini, he looked phenomenal during the last Euro that we won. Then he did Pipa.
Yeah, I mean, he had everything locked for the World Cup, and he choked it.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So it's like, I loved Mancini during the Euro. He didn't show me anything afterwards. Yeah. That was it. It's like, oh, okay, forget it. I did what I had to do.
How would you even rank Mancini's time then? Would you say it was good or it was bad?
It was decent. It was decent at best.
Okay, if you had to give it a ranking, numbers-wise.
Yeah. Out of 10?
Yeah.
Five.
Guy Lurie says it right down the
middle. Right in the middle.
Five. Because here's the thing. For me to say 100%, he would have had to win the World Cup right after the Euro.
Yeah, or at least make the World Cup.
Or at least make the – that's exactly right. I'm being generous saying five. I was going to say 4.3, 4.2. But no way.
You don't have an initial thought with Spalletti. You don't have anything to say about him in any way. Just he's there. He's a guy. He's a dude being a guy.
I've seen what he said on your guys' Instagram, on other people's Instagram, whatever. I see what he says about the whole PlayStation and this and that. Bro, those are just words.
Yeah, you're not wrong, guys.
Mind you,
you're not wrong.
Sunday was good. Sunday looked good. I'm not going to lie. Sunday looked good. But even though I didn't say it at the time, it was just a friendly. But
well, no games are friendly for Italy.
Right? But that's what that's exactly right. But what I don't know, man. He's still. It's a blank slate with Spalletti right now for me. I don't know what to think. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything on like right now.
Okay.
So like so far, what he's so like. Oh, sorry, kind of just adding on to Phil.
Yeah, go ahead.
So like no, like so far, you know, what he's showing with this team and these new ideas, and not even like just the whole, you know, what he's the message he's trying to bring with, you know, he doesn't want any of this nonsense. He wants people that are there to play. Even just, you know, the new things he's trying out, trying to, you know, trying to have this new kind of attacking kind of Italy that it's not just defend, but you also don't forget about the defense, how kind of he was with Napoli. Like none of this right now, it's nothing's kind of edging you or saying like, yeah, you know what? Like I'm rating this guy so far.
But the thing is, we always hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
We always hear, oh yeah, it's a new style. Oh, Italy. It's
we've bro, been through it all why, with Conte, right? With Mancini, with what was the other guy that, oh, he loves youth and then never brought up youth.
Who?
The guy that didn't win Ventura. The guy that didn't make the World Cup the first time. we've been through it all, and I feel like also I'm kind of almost on the same page as you, like. We can't, you know, just, you know, leap forward and be like, yeah, this is the guy, you know, look what he's doing right now, all the thing, because it can change like this.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen in the past. You know, we were spoiled with Mancini. He won that Euro. He got Italy playing some of the best football that we've seen in years. And just the confidence that these guys had, it was
insane.
It was amazing to watch. Like, dude, to experience that, like, you know what? I remember 06. That was a great time. Being at the age I'm at now and like getting being able to like experience it, you know, older, it was amazing. And you know, he made that possible, but you saw right after we're like, oh buddy, we won the Euro Cup for the World Cup, we gotta win one game against Switzerland. Pfft, no problem.
I said that.
And what happened? And then we ended up going to play North Macedonia, and that we don't make another World Cup.
You always have to hear it. I thought it was gonna go at least 1 week not hearing the North
Macedonia. No, but I'm saying like look how quickly it changed with that. No, so I honestly understand with kind of how you're going about with Spalletti right now. Like, I'm really loving like his attitude. I'm liking, you know, the guys he's bringing and just kind of, hey, you know what? Immobile is not working, and not just saying, hey, you know what? Nobody's our striker. You know, he's done so much for Italy and for the league and everything. He's going to keep playing. No. You're not working. You're not scoring. We're going to try somebody else and let's see what he does. Give him an opportunity and, you know, see what he does. And right now it's looking good. And I really like that, but I don't think like I can really judge him so far based on, you know, what he's done. Like he made the Euro. That was objective number one. You know, now he's trying new things. He's looking impressive in these friendlies. But the next big challenge for him is to try to defend that title and make a run in the next Euro Cup.
That's exactly right.
That's going to be the biggest thing. And we get to see it this year. So, you know, maybe we kind of have another part two of this kind of segment after the Euro Cup. And, you know, talk about his time, and you know, then we can kind of rate him and see where he's at.
Oh yeah, then I'll know exactly 100%. Actually, I'll know after the first game. I'll tell you the truth, bro. We play. Not taking anything away from Albania, because there might be some Albanian fans listening or watching, whatever.
No, but
we'll see.
Hey, the way Italy comes out, man, it's that writes the whole tournament. Yeah. That was like last year,
bro. You remember that one time that Italy
two years ago,
Italy tied against Paraguay. Remember that day?
Yeah,
that time.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So I'll know after the first game.
I know. It's fine. I know exactly what you mean about that. Because after, who do we play in the Euro the first game?
Albania.
No, the last Euro Cup. Turkey.
Oh, Turkey.
So everyone's like, oh, Turkey, you know, they're dark horse. I was one of those guys that
said, like, they're a dark horse.
After what? I'm not even lying. I watched that game in Mare's Garage. We watched it over there. After watching that game, we're sitting there, like, talking. And we, like, I was the first one to say it. And I'm like, I can see Italy making a run. Like this team, they look like the real deal. There's a lot of tough teams. Like France is going to be a big one.
Yeah.
Spain's going to be another tough one. But this team looked like they can do it from that first game. And I'm not going to be able to rate him after one game, I know what you mean. Like, what Italy you're getting after that first game.
I will. After Albania, I'll know for sure.
Okay. So speaking of his team, obviously he's called up players at this point multiple times, like whatever. He's had his team selections. What do you guys think about his team selection so far? Has he been making the right decisions with who he's omitting? Is he making the right decisions with who he's taking on? What do we think?
I feel like I'm gonna go first again.
Like I'm praying over you.
Like, yeah, the way you're holding this thing, you're like
holding it
like you're going to mass.
Okay, so I'm gonna say something,
and it's I want
not.
You to say something.
I have to say something.
I'm not trying to be funny. Okay. What's his name? Retegui. I love him. That guy's an animal. He reminds me of like a small truck, to be honest with you. Bro, he's stacked, right? For me, he reminds me of like
Vieri.
Like In the Shadows Vieri. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean? He's still got some time to grow.
Yeah, bro, like the way he runs with his head down and like I love that, bro, and he's a beast. To be honest with you. So now here's the thing that you're going to be like, yeah, whatever, right?
You could swear.
Yeah, okay, but I'm trying to like be composed right now.
Yeah, I get it.
I want to love the demons.
Yeah, I like that.
The North Macedonian demons.
But hey, the last time we beat them 5-2, I think it was. I'm just saying. Who was it under that Italy beat North Macedonia the last time?
Spalletti.
See, that's already 1 point.
Right? One more point. Yeah. Than Mancini.
Yeah, you're not wrong
exactly
there.
Right, right. So, anyways, but not to be funny or anything. Why not?
Here we go.
But it's true. Why not, Colin Senior? Why not? Hey.
I'm going to say one thing. I thought that was going somewhere else.
So did I.
I thought he was going to say Ballo because I know the heart flutters for Ballo still to this day for you. Insigne is probably the most absurd claim, though. Why would you need him when they have other players that are better than him in that role in a competitive league?
100%. I agree with you there. Yeah, fine. Ballo? He's on acid, that guy.
So he's not even going to argue the Insigne thing right now.
Yeah, you know what? No, I agree with that, actually.
Like, what? No, because you first talked about Ballo, so let's first talk about
Ballo. Okay, yeah.
So Ballo, like I said, he's on acid. He's long gone,
buddy.
He's a Power Ranger, yeah. That guy. He's incredible, yeah. But the thing is, bro.
Long gone.
God forbid. Oh, I can't say anything about head because when I play, I'm a nutcase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's good, but it's bad. I don't think Spalletti can handle somebody like Ballo. I don't think so.
I think he can. I just think like just Ballo would ruin it himself and just go and do something stupid.
But exactly. That's the thing, right? So it's like, yeah, Ballo, no. Ballo, as much as I would love to say, yeah, I can. Because, okay. Bro, what happens if it's an important game? He's already on a yellow. Another yellow in 15 seconds. That's the way he is.
We've seen it happen before.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mourinho still talks about until this day.
But do you see? Yeah. But the thing is so now the reason why I said Insigne, okay? Insigne for me, he's like in the atmosphere of like Del Piero-esque kind of presence in the sense, not presence, yeah, presence, but in the sense where he's like a 75th minute man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how that make like.
Okay, yeah. I mean, first, don't compare him to Del Piero.
No. See, but
that's your first mistake.
Yeah, but
I get what you mean, and I'll kind of agree to that. I'm not going to say Insigne because with the amount of
timeout,
these Italians right now.
No. He just gave me a look. No. Okay, I'm going to say this now. He's nowhere near Del Piero.
No. That's not all. Let me finish.
Okay.
I agree with as long as he with TFC right now, he stays healthy and he's playing every game and he's playing well. I would bring him, but have him as depth. I wouldn't be bringing him to be starting him every game.
No.
Some games he might not play. Some games, like you said, 75th minute, he comes on and he'll get you a goal.
Yeah.
I can see that. I don't see him ever like being in the starting 11 again unless a miracle happens.
So you're going to waste the spot on a guy that is there for 15, 20 minutes a game?
Absolutely.
No. Well, you're obviously going to take depth anyways. And at that point, as a coach, you'd rather have, if you're going to be like, hey, it's between Insigne and I don't know, but whatever. Somebody that, it's they're younger, they might not have as much experience, then I'll take Insigne for the depth.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
It depends who's available. Whoever's going to be available. What? If it's between like Insigne and like Elsha.
Elsha,
yeah, he's doing well, but like, dude, the guy's so inconsistent, man.
Better league, though. doesn't matter to me. But it's a
barely playing in a better league.
Come on, man. You can't say that. Serie A compared to the MLS.
No. I meant like barely playing, like barely getting minutes.
Oh,
in a better league.
He's been starting under
the not the league's not
good. No, my thing is like number one in the world. I'm not gonna look at you and say Insigne's bad or anything like that. My thing with the Insigne is just like it's like Verratti. Obviously, the skill is still there. Obviously, there's still the ability, the hunger, if you want to say, like whatever it is. Sure, I agree. It's just the level of that he's now becoming accustomed to playing. You know what I mean? He's seen as a great player, but the level in America compared to the level in anywhere in Europe, way less, right? Yeah, okay. So now you're going to get this guy. Yeah, he's doing decent or he's doing well or whatever the case is here in America, but he's not going to do anything on a global scale like that, you know? Yeah. And that's my thing. I'm not trying to downplay MLS or anything like that. But it's like I would rather take an average guy in Serie A or La Liga or Bundesliga than Insigne, who's killing it in for TFC.
Like who?
Ricardo Orsolini.
He's a right winger.
Right. Okay. You want to go left wingers then through and through? Okay. Well,
your starter's going to be Chiesa.
Yeah. Zero doubt about that. Yeah. Again, okay, El Shaarawy. I'd rather him because when he's a sub player anyways for Roma. Whatever, you could get him in, he could do his thing quickly, like in general. I can't think off the top of my head right now because you guys have put me on the spot, but I'm just saying are players 100% that okay, Zaccagni.
I told you.
Zaccagni, right there, left winger. I don't rate him at all, but I would take him over.
I would take Insigne over Zaccagni.
No, I would not be taking Insigne over those guys. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I would.
No, that's fine.
Let me guess, you would take Montolivo, take him out of fucking retirement, please.
I would see if Cameronese could still play.
See, I'm getting nervous now. Eh? I'm getting nervous. I don't want to walk off like last time. Hold on, look. See, that was God.
You know what? We're just going to change over now here. Since we were talking about depth, why don't we actually talk about a starting 11? Okay? So we've seen Spalletti now tinker with their formation. He played 4-3-3, 4-3-1-2. Now we've seen these last two friendlies. He played 3-4-2-1, like a weird three-man backline, whatever. Mm. So my question is, do you think Spalletti knows what his starting 11 is? Or at least like his best 11? Or do you think he's also still trying to figure that out?
I think he, out of the 11, I think maybe he knows about eight or nine of them that are like, confirmed, and then I think there's a couple spots where he's still kind of testing out what works better.
Yeah,
that's what I genuinely think. I'm trying to look at it, and your goalie, your lock, your back, it's pretty much a lock.
Yeah, give or take one or two guys.
You're not really changing your midfield. Pretty much a lock right now.
Well, one guy,
there might be the one guy that you're going to kind of see who's maybe in the best form and end up putting him there, and then up top you have Chiesa. Striker, that's going to be the one up in the air, I think, that they're still going to figure out. And then the right wing, I feel like with the form he's coming off of, I feel like Orsolini is going to get a starting spot.
It's difficult.
I don't think Berardi is going to hold that spot.
Well, if you have but that's the thing. If you're going with the 4-3-3, okay, fine. Yes, you have those wingers.
That's what they're
going
to go with.
But I'm saying, like, you did see him experiment with this 3-4-2-1. So, like,
dangerous, that one there, bro.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think he has even less players that are a lock. I'm going to be honest. I think he has three guys, and that's all he knows that, okay, these guys are going to play. It's Donnarumma, Barella, and DeMarco on left back. I think those are the only three.
And Chiesa's not a lock.
I don't think so.
Chiesa's a lock.
I think Locatelli's
a lock.
No, I don't
think Bastoni's going to be a lock.
I don't know.
On the right side, Di Lorenzo's a lock.
Yeah, but with the emergence of Bellanova, who we saw against Ecuador, a menace, man. You couldn't stop him.
For Cambiaso, but these guys here, they're younger. They might even they're going to go with a Di Lorenzo, or I can even see them going with a Darmian before those guys. Those guys still have time. They're young. You need the experience. You need the guys that have been there and been in these moments.
I really want to see Retegi get that.
I think he actually might be more of a lock in attack than somebody like Chiesa, man.
Him, it's going to be, I think, a little bit tougher. For him, especially because half the Italians don't even know how to pronounce his name.
It's just
I can't for the love.
I don't know if it's a Retegui or Retegui.
Retegui.
Because he is Argentinian. There is that half in him, so it's like, are we mispronouncing?
Hey, the last time we had an Argentinian on the national team, don't want to say what happened, but let's remember.
Last time we had Brazilian starting in our midfield, we won a Euro too.
Last time there was construction on Market Lane.
We won
the Euro.
I don't know where that's going.
The construction's done, dude.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say
I'm saying. They managed to finish it just before the Euro. We ended up doing it.
So they fixed it up for the Euro for us to win.
I'm just saying.
He might be on something.
Probably not.
I see it.
If wishes
it.
Were fishes, we'd be living in an ocean. But here we are.
But I think it's pretty much set.
I don't think so, personally. But regardless.
I think he's 50% set. 50%.
Yeah, I could agree like with that. Like, I don't think he's as certain as we all think. He speaks like he's certain. Oh, like, yeah, oh, no Pellegrini, kidding. We're doing this around him. Oh, but Chiesa, we're doing this around him. And this guy, we're doing this. Like, I don't know. I think that's all just rubbish.
The midfield, to an extent. Starting that first game, it's going to be Locatelli, Barella, and Pellegrini.
Wait, say and Locatelli, Barella and Pellegrini
in the midfield. Yeah, that's going to be the starting lineup at the first game, mark my words. The
back and you're saying 4-3-3.
4-3-3. Because I like that 3-4-2-1, I guarantee he's trying that out and he's going to keep using that because that's going to be the formation that either mid-game, if the players, like the right players are on, they're going to be able to switch into and transition.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
if they have to, make that sub and then go to that formation and be more defensive.
Well, and if you look at even when he played the three-man back line, every right-sided center back mm-hmm. was an actual right back. Like, he had Di Lorenzo play center back. Mm-hmm. He had Darmian play center back. So it's one of those tactically flexible formations kind of he's experimenting between. Just for something.
A lot got by, though, on Sunday. A lot got by that shouldn't have gotten by.
Hey, but that's, you know, that's one simple thing. That's one simple fix. Two names, Chiellini and Bonucci.
And no, stop. No. I'm not about to have this right now on the podcast.
But Joel, you saw
he's being serious.
The best, I'm being 100%.
I know he's being serious.
The best years of their life, that Euro Cup, and you saw how many games they won us. Having it, I'm not saying them exactly, but you know what I mean. Having guys like that with the experience and just that intelligence. No. That's what Italy's missing.
I agree. And I think they're missing, okay, this is the thing. With the formation they ran over these two friendlies, I think their defense got exposed for that lack of experience. With Mancini and Bastoni not, like, ever playing together, like, because whatever. You know, like, I think it got exposed in that regard. But I will look at you and say, I think that actually falls on the lack of athleticism they had in the midfield. I'm sorry, Barella's a fucking workhorse. He's up and down. But when your only other center mid then is Jorginho, we all know how fucking slow he is. I'm not saying he's a bad player in any way, shape, or form.
But
you're not going to have a guy like Jorginho in a two-man center midfield thing that he has to be box-to-box almost. Yeah. You know, like, I think that's where the problems actually stemmed from. And then they were getting overrun. And then Mancini and Bastoni and was Darmian just looked like fucking idiots.
Yeah, dude, that one guy on the right.
Belanova?
No, from Ecuador.
Oh.
Mega. Bro, the guy was beating him from Jaden Major Mac. I'm like, holy. No, for real. Just see the almost runs. I'm like.
But that's what I mean. Because, dude, look how slow. You have literally one center mid that was able to run everywhere. And then the other one was like, all right, I'll just play a set pass for you guys.
I'll be here, guys.
Like, if you need me. Like,
just
if
pass to me and I'll bring it up.
If you have Jorginho, you need a third center mid in there to work more. Yeah. It's like getting Pirlo to fucking, okay, obviously they're not the same level. Pirlo's way better than Jorginho, but it's like telling Pirlo, hey, you got to move box to box.
Pirlo didn't need to run. Yeah. Put the ball wherever he wants.
All right, so DBG, Phil, Al, putting you guys as the coach for a minute, all right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You're going into this Euro. You have a full 28-man squad to choose. Mm-hmm. Nobody's injured. Everybody's informed just for argument's sake. Are there certain players that you feel are like a lock in that starting 11? As you guys synchronize a water drink.
Take a little water break while you're talking, Joe.
Yeah, a little bit, man.
Had to think about the best starting 11 that I can
put
together.
Yeah, like give me
from
what
the coach, dude. Spalletti.
Give me out of your, like, you could give me like your lock formation if you want, or you could just give me a couple of players that are locks and tell me why they're locks.
Okay.
You want to go?
No, you can. Because
you want me to say like my whole starting 11, or just
that, I'm not doing that. That's up to you. If you want to do a starting 11, by all means. But I'm saying like the players that are locks. Like no matter what the case is, you build around them type shit.
Okay. So like I said earlier, I think 4-3-3 is a lock. And that other formation, they're gonna he's gonna kind of switch into, you know, in the middle of a game and just kind of based on how the game's going. So 4-3-3, I think Donnarumma's a lock. I mean, you know, he's gotta work on his feet, but you know, you saw it on Sunday, like that game there. He's a lot better than what's his name? Vicario. A lot better. Yeah. And you know, people will try to argue that, you know, no, he has to play. No, Donnarumma is the number one goalie, and that's it. 100%. That's it. Has to be. Left back DeMarco. Probably one of the best left backs right now in the world. Kills me to say it, but I mean, it is what it is. He's gotten a lot better defensively on the attack. The balls he puts in, he's incredible. He's like João Cancelo, but he knows how to actually defend. Like the two center backs, you know, for me, I think it's a lock, but it could also be up in the air. I think Bastoni, 100%, he's in there. He's going to be playing. The other spot, I can see them going with like an Acerbi, which I don't want, but I preferably would rather see someone maybe like a Gatti or someone like a Mancini, someone like that, you know, that type of like that Chiellini that is going to kill you. And then Bastoni's all the finesse. And then on the right, like I said, Di Lorenzo, the captain of the team, I think he holds that spot and he's going to be starting there. Him and Spalletti have a good thing going.
You think Di Lorenzo takes the captaincy from Donnarumma? Because Donnarumma's been the captain when Di Lorenzo plays.
I think Di Lorenzo will be the captain.
Okay.
I generally do. I just remember when I was saying captain, I meant like for Napoli with like being being like a captain. Mm-hmm. I think like so. Yeah, but yeah, I do think he's going to take the captaincy from in Italy. Midfield, like I said, going to be a lock first game. Locatelli, Barella, and Pellegrini. Italy have, this is probably like the one time we can all agree that Italy actually have an abundance of midfielders. Yeah, we haven't seen them in a very long time. So it's a good problem to have. But I think these three guys, especially Pellegrini now, once Mourinho left and just how good he's been playing, if he keeps that up till the Euro, I think he's there. He's a lock. He's got to be in the team. Same 10. With the other two guys. And then up top, Chiesa, Retegui. And then on the right, Orsolini. Like I out of that thing, I think maybe there's like two or three guys. Okay, that but are wait, like
why?
Question marks
why Orsolini? That is my question mark because I feel like you could put Raspadori there and play as like a second striker winger. He's done it. There's Zaniolo, who I still will always look at you and say there's untapped potential so there, and that man is a fucking bear.
Are those only two guys that you're gonna say?
Berardi. No, okay, I was gonna say Berardi because as much as he pissed me off that one time, mm-hmm. he is still a very consistent player. Yeah. You know what you're getting, and you know his ability.
Yeah.
And it's that experience. And there's probably another guy.
Okay, well, let's go through.
But yeah, let's go through.
Let me answer your question on these. Okay, so first one to start off was Raspadori. Raspadori. You've seen him play there a couple of games with Italy, with Napoli. Raspadori is 10 times more of a threat and so much better either playing on the left and cutting in mm-hmm. or playing as like a center forward.
Yeah, like behind the
striker. On the right, you're not getting the best out of him. You're wasting him by just putting him. You're just putting him there just to include him in the starting lineup.
Okay.
It's a waste over there. Who's the next one you said?
Zaniolo.
I agree. You know, I agree with you that he still has this potential that he has to find and he has to get through, but the guy there, man, like he just looks like he's too cocky and he just needs to kind of be brought back to earth a little bit because for what his numbers are this season, he has no right to be cocky. He should be shutting up, head down, and just focus and try to get better because you know what? Yeah, you got your two injuries. A lot of people doubted you. You're overcoming them. You're doing well, but you're not doing good enough for what you're supposed to be. And this wonder kid and all this stuff. So I don't think he's there yet. I wouldn't give him the chance because he's not a guy you can rely on, not a guy that he can change the game because he hasn't proven it this
season. But definitely a call-up at least.
It depends. Depends how everyone else in that position is doing at that time. Like, and then Berardi. I'd bring him for the experience, but he's shown, yeah, he's done well. He's grown as a player, but he's shown too many times when it comes down to it, he does not show up. He chokes. It happened against, North Macedonia. It happened in the Euro Cup. He played good, two games? And then he lost his spot. He couldn't handle the pressure. And you saw this young kid, Chiesa, coming out. And no one thought anything. And this guy just, hey, guys, hold on. Don't worry, guys. Hold my back. I got you guys. And just took the thing. Something that a guy like Berardi, with the years that he has on his belt, should be doing. But he's fuck, I don't want to mess up because everyone's going to make fun of me and they're going to, yeah. I'm going to be hated. Hey dude, you got to mess up a couple times, but you'll get there. Like, you just got to fucking not be scared. So for me, I think he's had his chances. He's too much. And Orsolini, the year that he's had, the growth that he's had, and just how good he's like developed as that winger. I'd give him the opportunity, you know, like kind of like what Berardi, last Euro Cup, give him those first two games, see how he does. And this guy here, if he starts fucking playing and because he starts taking the game, he starts taking on defenders that a lot of people Berardi doesn't do very often. Yeah, yeah. He starts doing that, but keep playing, keep going. I wouldn't fucking stop. Berardi, he's a little pussy, man. He fucking,
you're not wrong.
Yeah, I didn't lose respect for him. Like, I still like him as a player, but you know what?
I lost respect for him when he decided to not join Juve.
That was the joke, man. We just accepted he was never coming. We ended up getting Zaza and whoever else before him when he was supposed to come in.
He's on a roll today, bro. First North Macedonia, now fucking Zaza. Okay.
Can now,
he's in Phil's head right now. He's like, that's slow run up.
Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you now. It's all you.
I'm only going to say four.
I was going to say whatever you want, but you have to tell us why.
You don't have to go through the whole
thing.
And
be prepared for me to question you.
There is no question.
No, but I will still question you.
I'll question
you. I'll always question. Question Alba Orsolini.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So watch this. Four.
Four, okay.
Donnarumma?
That's unquestionable.
I think we can all shake on.
That's generational. Okay. That's
Buffon's
era.
Lock.
Not Buffon.
The only one that would disagree is Pear.
Yeah, because he left Milan for free.
No, dude, I would take Maignan over Donnarumma. No, but Pear, he's not Italian. No, I'd still take Maignan over Donnarumma.
Pear would take Van der Sar over Donnarumma.
No, Pear already actually made a statement that he would take Stefano Sturaro on it. And we said he's not even a goalie. But whatever. Anyways, Donnarumma.
Pear's heart's in the right place. Fucking dude. I love you, Pear, but don't worry. A lock is Donnarumma.
Okay, that's number one.
Chiesa, lock. Lock. I agree. Okay, that's ready too. Okay, that's ready too. Barella, 100%. Okay? He's going to be like, what? Actually,
I'm waiting for the controversial one. Can I go five?
Can I go five?
Yeah, obviously, you can do whatever you want. You can set 11. A whole 11.
Okay,
man.
No. I don't want to do 11 because at the end of the day, I'm not the coach. That's Spalletti's job. No,
but the whole, this is pretend you're the coach.
Yeah, I literally said, let's put you as coach for a minute.
I don't want that kind of pressure.
All right. So you want to be like Buffon?
I'm Buffon.
You want to be like Buffon, the vibes coach.
I'm the locker room guy. You come to me for that motivation quotation.
You need a cigarette. Okay?
That's it. It's like
motivation quotation.
Exactly.
All right. Okay? So you have.
So what? Who did I say? Another
Barella.
This guy mentions Buffon, and I lose my mind.
You said Chiesa, Barella.
What about Zaza?
Donnarumma.
Yes. Okay. I'm gonna go five though.
Okay.
I'm gonna go five.
Go.
DeMarco.
Okay.
100%. Bro, that guy there, I haven't seen it on the screen. When I looked at him, I go, Jesus fucking, you're a gazelle. I love the way he plays. I love it.
He's a Zambrotta.
No, chill. The only closest thing to Zambrotta was Euro Spinazzola. Okay. Euro Spinazzola. Oh,
three games that the guy played before he broke his fucking... God. Okay.
Spinazzola won a Euro.
Yeah. Goal line save against Lukaku.
Yeah.
And then poor thing blows his Achilles. Anyways, though, continue. DeMarco,
DeMarco, 100%.
I agree, though. I do agree.
Bro, okay. Retegui.
You think?
100% lock.
You think he's a lock?
And like, but wait. When you say lock now, are you saying he should 100% also be starting? Like, that's a lock or just a lock to be called up?
No, he's saying start. We're talking about starting right now.
I'm talking about starting. Yeah. I just want to make sure we're starting. On the same page. Here.
Honestly, bro. Honestly. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
He looked phenomenal.
That's a lock. You're good. Orsolini. Guy's having a fucking season and a half.
This is my thing. This is my thing with Retegui.
With Bologna.
There's something about Retegui that I feel like a lot of people aren't seeing. Like his finish against Venezuela. Back to goal, took one touch, didn't even seem to the goal.
Why didn't he see
the goal? He just turned, swung his foot, and it went top corner.
See?
And to me, that's a natural striker instinct. Yeah, that's something I haven't seen from an Italian striker since.
He's not Italian, that's why.
Bomber.
He's not Italian, you're right. You get me on a technicality. But yeah, since like the likes of a Luca Toni, who's fucking throwing a guy off and he's falling on the floor, but he scrapes the ball in. A Vieri, like I haven't seen it since that.
I don't know if he's a lock yet.
I would, bro. I would.
But that's the thing too. It's a question mark because you look at them even like those games. Yeah,
his saving grace is the fact that like there's a very, very, very short list of strikers.
But in saying that too, look at him when he's played for Italy. He has 7 goals in 4 games.
Yeah, right? No. Dude, he's doing well.
That's kind of impressive for a guy 100%. That, you know, and you look at him for Genoa. He doesn't have those kind of. He has decent enough numbers for Genoa.
Yeah.
But like he's not at that standard that you're like, oh yeah, you're fucking you're the number 9 for a top country.
Hey. I'm going to say this now. Speaking of that, you're the number 9. You're not the number 9 for that country. Not yet, bro. He looks good doing it.
It's still very early. He does look good, but for me, my only thing, because we've seen it with so many players, you know, in the league, they're playing amazing. They're doing really good. Leading up to the tournament, they're doing really good. And then the big stage comes and they can't hack it. They can't
But that's even like Immobile sometimes.
Though, but that's what I mean. Right? But you saw it's not like he was scoring with Italy, even in qualifying and friendlies like he was with Lazio. He still was scoring, but you saw in the big tournament, he was nowhere to be found.
Yeah. He fell that one time.
The one, he's the guy that, you know, we were allowed to score and to win the game. And we were relying on our wingers and midfielders to score and win us games.
Bro, I don't know. There's something about...
Yeah, so to tag with that, it's tough for me, and you guys were talking about Immobile doing absolutely nothing, and I agree. I agree with you guys, but my thing is, when I look at Italy's number 9 situation, what it's a lot of it right now is it's young kids still trying to figure themselves out, like a guy like Scamacca. Okay, Scamacca is not young, but you know, he's still only 24. You know, then there's Lorenzo Luca, who's doing pretty decent with Udinese. He's like 6'8", just an absurd physicality, like whatever on the kid. But then there's Raspadori.
What about the cock?
The cock is just there for vibes. He's not getting a call-up.
Who's not?
I love the cock. Belotti. I love Belotti. I love Belotti, so I won't bash him in any way. I think he should have been starting over Immobile.
Yeah.
Because he at least works his fucking ass off.
Yeah. That,
you know, 100%. So like I won't down-talk him or like whatever, but I don't know. My thing with Ortega is I would be calling up. I'd have Raspadori starting in that 9 role. Just because, you know, like with the wingers we have and their potency in scoring with Chiesa, if we go with Orsolini, Berardi, or like whatever it is, Raspadori is great at setting up play, doing stuff like that, whatever. Obviously, and that's the thing, if Raspadori by the 45th minute can't get anything going because he's getting bullied because he's a smaller guy, then you bring in the physicality of Retegui that will push and fight back. Raspadori
reminds me of Di Natale.
He is Di Natale to a T.
I don't know
he
what does. The fuck small, it is,
small, cute,
bro.
Little smiley.
Every time I see Raspadori, I always remember this on Spain.
I'm either going to get his jersey or Pellegrini if he's number 10. Pellegrini's number 10. See you later. I'm done. I'm retired.
He probably will be.
Yeah.
Probably will be. Who was number 10 before the Euro?
Insigne. Insigne was number 10.
That's right. I could see it. I can see Raspa getting it.
But that's what I mean. Like, Raspadori, Pellegrini, or why are we talking about 10s now? Or are you saying starting as a striker, Raspadori?
See, now we're good. We're going to go into that kind of...
No, Raspadori is Di Natale / Micoli.
Talk about the numbers. When do they release those numbers? So I want to order my Chiesa jersey, but like, I don't know. I'm scared he's going to change his number.
I'm literally saying that.
I already got my jersey. The same.
That's a tracksuit.
No, but I have mine at home.
Yeah, no. See, I'm ordering like the official one with like, the Euro Cup thing, but I don't want to pay for like for the jersey and get a number 14 and he goes to number 7.
Yeah. That's no, that's like jersey. Me with like I want to get Pellegrini or Cristante, obviously my Roman contingency. if I'm allowed to say my locks, I think I'm on the same page where I say like 5 or 6. I don't know about a starting 11. Maybe I could.
Who do you got?
Agreeing with this whole thing, Donnarumma.
Yeah.
Generational talent. I don't give a fuck.
We can all agree on that one.
And it's crazy because, like, I will not say Vicario is bad. Vicario is a solid fucking goalie.
But, man, but Donnarumma is
literally generational, and he is your goalie for the next 10 to 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe not 20 because then he would be 45, but still.
Buffon did it.
I'll say Buffon did it.
But you know what I mean? Like, if he's already playing, he's literally deemed one of the best goalies in the world. One of. I didn't say the best. I said one of.
Right now, man?
Right now, currently playing? Yeah, okay, yeah, 100%.
One of. Yeah. Not of all time, dude.
No, obviously.
You have a long way to go, buddy.
Yeah, the guy in the picture from over there, that's number one of
all. Buffon's the best to ever play the game. I'm just going to say that now.
Get that out of the way.
Don't even start.
Just in case, if you guys were wondering, that's what it's.
Oh no! After he's done, there's an issue. I'm remembering about something.
We'll get to that issue. Don't worry. Okay, so Donnarumma. I'm gonna say DeMarco.
Sorry,
my bad. Woosa. Fuck the Woosa cat. DeMarco, because it's DeMarco. Yeah.
Again, I think those are both players crazy that we all agree on there.
This is where a controversial pick is going to come into play, and I already know I'm going to get the evil eye. I'm saying Mancini is a lock on defense.
No.
And I will explain why. Because, first off, look at his statistics for when he plays for Italy. He has 7 starts, 7 clean sheets. Okay? First off, let's just throw that out there. That man sacrificed him, and you look at every great duo Italy has ever had, or when they accomplish something or anything like that. You have the pretty boy finesse, let me ping a ball 100 yards, and I'll get all the credit. Bastoni. You know, he's that guy. That's the Bonucci.
Yeah.
That's the, I was going to say Cannavaro, but Cannavaro was a hybrid of a lot of things. He was just different gravy. But beside all these guys was that butcher, no-nonsense baller man. Chiellini, Materazzi. You know, like, there's always that in them. You know, like, you need that. You need the good with the bad. The ugly with the beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Mancini's that guy that, you know, he's in your face. He's getting under your skin. He's slapping you in the mouth. And I think that's what right now is missing. And Bastoni and him beside each other, I think will be a great duo. And you get a couple tournaments out of them. So I'm going to say Mancini over Bastoni in that regard, because there's nobody similar to Mancini's brute force.
Over Bastoni?
Over Bastoni.
Okay.
I know, controversial. Bastoni
stupid,
could
not
be generational,
but...
whatever. Then the midfield. My two locks for the midfield are going to be Pellegrini and Fratesi. Obviously, there's Barella too, but I don't want to keep saying the same guys you guys are saying.
But why? If it's a lot.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think outside of the guys we selected here that I should, like, I'm thinking whatever. And Fratesi, I think, has proven himself.
What has he proven, Joey? He's sitting on the bench for Inter every week.
Yeah, because they also bench everybody for fucking Mkhitaryan, who's 47.
Okay, but Joe, but... No, but that's what I mean.
He's going to leave if we keep talking about Serie A, he said.
But I'm saying, to argue with Fratesi, what has he done that he's should be starting in that team?
I think it's because he's a grass eater, and you need that given the style of play Spalletti plays and everything like that. I think he's that perfect guy that makes those perfect late runs. He has a shot on him. He has great positional sense.
Yeah, that in Barella.
Yeah, but you're gonna argue having two of those guys.
Yeah, but that's
I wouldn't.
Yeah, but a coach you're not gonna want that. You want that difference. You want a guy like Pellegrini in your midfield. You want a guy like Barella in your midfield. And for me, you want a guy like Locatelli in your midfield. That's going to be staying a little bit further back. And, dude, you saw that game on Sunday. The ball, like, those passes that Locatelli makes, man, that's what Italy was missing in the midfield.
Yeah, no, again.
He's like a rejuvenated, better Jorginho.
I don't think Jorginho's a lock as much as everybody thinks. I think he should be there for the experience and the
vibes. He'll be there for the experience.
Come in, maybe he starts a game or two just to like whatever.
But this
and that's
just
it.
Goes back to the Insigne thing.
No,
why not?
Because one of them plays
I agree with you.
One of them plays for Arsenal, who's a title contender. The other one plays for TFC. Anyways.
I tried out for TFC.
Defender you named plays in a mid-table Italian team.
I could play on Team Canada. Okay.
No comeback. With this comment,
I'm just gonna put it like that, bro.
Where does
you know
Team
who
Canada...
you are? Whoever's watching, you know exactly who you are.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. I covered you like a shadow.
I don't know
shadow,
who you are,
bro.
But you know who you are.
Covered you like a shadow. Anyways, we're not gonna get into that.
How do we get on Team
bro,
Canada?
We're not getting into there.
All right, but it's prime, Joe. The last guy.
DBG's prime.
Sorry.
The last guy I'm going with, obviously. Federico Chiesa. Okay, but use him correctly and fucking use him as a fucking winger.
Yeah.
Let him cut in. Let him cook. Let him destroy everybody's life.
I love him.
That's it.
Jesus. That's where he has to be playing.
You know what? I'm also taking back my Fratesi comment.
Thank God.
I'm taking that back.
God.
I'm going to say Locatelli.
Good shit, man.
Good shit, bro.
You saw those passes on the weekend.
Yeah. I've always also been a very big fan of Locatelli because of his versatility in the midfield. Changing over now.
One more thing. There's one more lock. Buffon has to be on the bench as the motivation.
He's there already, dude.
No, I'm just saying. I want to see him on the screen.
What you need on the bench, you need him, and right on his two sides, you need Cannavaro and Chiellini. And then Simone Zaza behind them.
No. Simone Zaza can go watch the game with what's his name? Matri.
Zaza's going to watch the game with North Macedonia goalie, the guy that wore the Buffon jersey to the game.
Okay, see, that goalie over there, you know what? I don't got no beef with them.
I got some respect for him.
I do because Macedonia beat us, so all of Macedonia have a beef with him.
Yeah, but he stopped the goals, and he looks up to Buffon. So he knew it was good.
Yeah, that's true.
He knows what's good.
So.
Anyways, since we mentioned Buffon, I think like 40,000 times in the last 7 minutes, or maybe longer, I feel.
But why don't you? You have to met.
No, obviously. I'm not saying anything wrong.
No, I know.
Take it easy. Everyone breathe.
So we got offended.
Take a sip of your water if you need to.
I will. Have some Dolomite.
So let's.
What? Have some Dolomite.
What?
We're not sponsored yet, but.
We're not sponsored, but
soon we will be.
Bro, this over here.
Dolomite, I know you're listening.
This is what dreams are made out of. You understand?
That comes from the Alps, literally. It is manifested with good vibes, good auras,
and Cannavaro sweat,
and then purified with.
I would drink Cannavaro sweat. I swear to God,
that's what the water's made of.
Can you imagine?
Anyways, so
they did it in Space Jam with Michael Jordan. Why can't they do it?
It was fake. It was literally fake.
Okay, well, pretend.
Prove it.
Anyways, Phil, last thing before we sign off and whatever, you go party.
Send your ass back home.
Yeah, okay.
Phil's gonna set up.
You have to. If Phil's gonna go set up now because you're in a friendlies in a month.
I'm actually gonna drive by just to get the mantra going.
See where he's gonna set up.
Bro, we're only 3 months away.
We're only a month away from
those engines, man.
There's only a month away for another friendly too.
No, there's one. There's a qualification soon.
See, soon.
Soon.
Okay. Anyways, Phil. Combined 11 of your Euro 2021 winners and your 2006 World Cup champions. Freedom, you do whatever formation, even if you don't know a formation, just throw it together.
No, you know what? I'm going to go uncivilized because that's what the 2006 team actually was, uncivilized.
Okay.
I'm going to go uncivilized. I'm not even going to say a formation.
You're going to name players.
I'm just going to say who I want on as my 11.
Okay.
Period.
Make sure you have 11.
I'm going to count.
Okay, okay.
He names 15 guys. Yeah, I'm good now.
He's going to say like
even 15. We can play whenever we want. Okay? Doesn't matter. Number one, Buffon. 100%. Okay?
Yeah.
Only from 06. We can't go further. Okay.
No, you can't go further than
that. No, I'm not. Don't worry. Okay. I'm not because... Because then we're going to get into
we're only trying to do the people that have actually won a cup.
That was very subliminal on Al's behalf, but I love you. No, it's fine. Buffon 100%.
Okay.
Zambrotta. Materazzi.
Okay.
Cannavaro. Chiellini. I'm keeping... I know there's others.
Okay.
But I'm going to keep it like that. The midfield, Pirlo, Totti.
Okay.
I'm going to keep him like that. I'm going to, just because last time we had words about it. if I have 11 players, 100% I'm going to play.
Yeah, no, obviously. Okay. Yeah.
So far, you got in your mid, you got Pirlo, you got Totti.
De Rossi.
Okay.
100%.
Now your attack. The biggest thing.
Del Piero, 100%.
Obviously.
I'm so curious here because now he has two spots and I don't know what he's going to do. It's like he has Inzaghi, Luca Toni, Chiesa, Insigne. His brain's firing on all cylinders.
Del Piero, 100%. Yeah. That guy, I'll fight 100
people. That's locked in.
All I need is Buffon and Del Piero with me and Baggio. Don't even start there. I'll fight 100 people. I don't really care. The last two people I'm going to say. So Del Piero, and I have two more. Chiesa and Inzaghi.
Chiesa isn't Inzaghi.
So not Luca Toni.
No. I love him. I love him. Dangerous. Love those celebration. I love that he's a tall, lanky fuck. I love that he's strong. There's just something about, bro, trust me. Don't worry about it. I know.
So Del Piero, Inzaghi, and Chiesa.
Okay.
And getting fed by Totti.
And Pirlo.
By Pirlo.
And then A, three subs.
Three subs?
This can be any position, anything you want. Three subs.
Camoranesi. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Camoranesi. I got to be very, like, strategic about this. You know what I mean?
I know.
Luca Toni.
Okay.
And now one more. Now one more.
I'm so surprised this name hasn't been said. I'm not going to say it, though. Because I don't want to put anything into his head.
Yeah.
No. You don't have to. You don't have to.
I wasn't going to.
Oh, no. Pirlo's playing already on my...
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say.
A lot of the Euro Cup team that you haven't named, if you're going to name anybody from there.
No, he already said him. He's starting, actually. Fuck.
One more spot to fill.
It's got to be somebody.
No, because
I know it's tight. You know, it's just hard to name down the one last player, but. Come on, Phil.
No, Cannavaro's playing already on the team. It, you know what it is? There's a lot of pressure right now. Wait.
Feels like Berardi can't handle the pressure. And like your buddy over there. Fucking Biggio.
Here we go. You know what?
All I know, like while you were thinking about this, I was just thinking in my head about your whole claim of you... Buffon, Del Piero,
and
Baggio fighting 100 people. It would be you, Buffon, and Del Piero fighting 100 people because Baggio would miss all of his punches.
4 years later, he redeemed himself. That's and you know what? Okay, you know what? I'm just going to throw a name out of the hat real quick.
Go right there.
Just in case, God forbid... I said Zambrotta already, right? Yeah. Barzagli.
Okay. Yeah. I would have said like Grosso, Gattuso, Insigne. Now that you said
Barella,
Locatelli.
No, you know what, bro? The thing is because okay, the thing is in saying that, they you got to do big things for me to mention you in that. Okay, Euro's huge. It's a very tough competition.
The World Cup.
But it's more, I think it's harder to win the Euro than the World Cup. But that's for a different day. But, bro, you know what I mean? Like, you're in the shadows of it. You're about to become something either good or something shit. That's why I can't put you on my team at that point in time. I'll be honest. Okay. And let's be real. For me, when it comes to those six.
Yeah, I know.
That's,
what I mean? Oh, Mancini or Lippi.
Mancini or Lippi, hands to,
stop. I know you're going to get nostalgic and say Lippi ruined Baggio's career because he called him
No. First of all, it wasn't Lippi. It was fucking Sacchi, that idiot. We're not going to go there, please, because that's for another episode.
Yeah, it's for the next episode.
And you know what? Baggio. You know what? Let's just put it this way. They both won a trophy, Mancini and Lippi, because I don't want to get in. Then people are going to
I'm saying you got to pick the coach for the team.
Huh?
You got to pick the coach for the team. Not saying who's better. Who's coach the coach for this team?
Coach for the team? Baggio. You keep it.
Okay. Last thing before we sign off, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Italy's always been known for their defense.
Yeah.
They've always been known as like that's an art for them, right? So let's talk about this. In no particular order, I want you to give me we'll say top five Italian defenders. Sorry, center backs, actually. Top five center
Let's
backs.
Let's do defenders.
Defenders, okay,
Let's
sure.
do defenders.
Sure.
Top five of all time.
World, man.
Of all time, yeah.
No
particular order, just order. Drop them down for me.
Yeah.
You're segueing me into something. Anyway, no particular order.
No order. Just no name order. Five guys that you think are top five.
Do I have? Would I have to have seen them? Because I've seen clips of one individual that I want to say.
You're calling this.
I usually say no because it's like, man, like what, you've seen clips? I could make a highlight reel.
No, but bro, if not too. Okay, you know what? No, fuck it. Only people that you've been
okay,
around.
Fine.
For.
Yeah, okay,
that you've
fine.
Seen.
Can I give an honorable mention because maybe they're going to want to look him up?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sure.
Honorable mention, Gentile.
Okay.
Search him up, 1982 World Cup champion. I'm just going to say that, okay?
You figure the rest out?
You guys figured out YouTube it, don't worry. In no particular order, mm-hmm. Maldini, Cannavaro. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Fuck. Are we even talking about now, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Current, old.
Maldini, Cannavaro, Chiellini, Bonucci.
It's always the last one that gets.
Yeah.
It's always the last. He's like, fuck, I don't know how should I put this guy?
I'm even surprised he threw Bonucci in
should
there.
Should I put this guy?
Nah, bro. Bonucci, you know what? I like them. I like them.
Okay. Give the guy a good partner, and I mean, he'll do good things.
You know what, bro? Zambrotta deserves it, bro.
You didn't mention one guy.
Who?
The one guy that everybody says is one of the best center backs Italy has ever produced.
Who?
Do you want to say his name?
You can say it.
Mr. Franco Baresi.
Bro, okay. I knew
two guys he forgot, actually.
Who's the second guy? Because all I heard when you guys said that name was...
Who's the first two he said?
I said Franco. Oh, no, the first two, Maldini and Cannavaro.
Yeah, Nesta.
Nesta, too.
That's... You're 100%
Nesta
right.
Baresi.
Nesta and Baresi.
I would take Nesta over Bonucci. Yes, okay. 100%. 100%.
Okay, so that one just slipped your mind.
Yeah, because, no, you know what it was? It's like I telepathic this thing right here. I almost, like, knew he was going to say what the fuck he just said, okay?
So he was already preparing his next response knowing I was going to say something to him.
That Baresi's the best Italian center back.
Can I just say this now? Get this! Everybody has to get this whole fucking Baresi thing out of their head. Straight out, he was garbage. Okay, you can find him at Cataldi every summer. Forget it. Fuck off. Garbage.
I met him.
Not fuck off.
I know. I met him too back in the
big
day.
Big deal, bro. I met Schillaci at Cataldi. Baresi. Okay. Also, not to mention that he missed the penalty shot in the World Cup final. Nobody talks about that.
Yeah. Same with Baggio.
Yeah, but nobody talks about that, right? There's
one's a defender, one's a striker.
It doesn't matter. Baresi does not deserve to be one of the best defenders of all time. Okay,
I mean, I think he gets that because that. I mean, was it a year and a half that he got like 15 goals against him and Maldini?
Yeah, bro, I got 16 goals in soccer practice when I was playing U17.
Yeah, but he did it for Milan in Serie A.
Only 15 goals against. Over, like, it was in, like, 3 years?
Yeah, I think it was, like 2 years.
Ask that how many goals I let in 1 year, okay? When I was, like, phenomenal.
So are you saying DBG over
Baresi? DBG over Baresi, 100%. Just saying. But no chance.
We got to schedule a one-on-one.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We'll schedule a one-on-one, and it would just have, like, Joe... I'll go and I'll try to get through Baresi now, and then I'll try to get through Phil now and see who stops me.
Give me a ball right now.
So we've had multiple challenges from DBG today. He's challenging Baresi to a one-on-one.
I can't even turn on a computer and expect him to see this, please.
I don't want to even divulge or dive into why you hate Baresi so much.
Because he's no good, bro.
The one thing I am going to say before we sign off about this whole thing, You talked about Baresi missing a penalty shot and Bajo missing a penalty shot. The one thing I will say is there's a nickname for Bajo missing the penalty shot where there isn't the nickname for Baresi.
It's true.
Bajo is the man who died standing up or standing still. What is it? The man who died standing still.
Standing still. On that note, I think we pissed Phil off. Hey, take it easy, man. See you later. I think.
Your feet, eh?
No, you watch
yourself. Okay, well.
There goes our guest of honor.
Cheers again.
Joe pissed him off too
much. We always get him going at the end that he leaves.
We got him a little bit too much with the Bajo, but you know what?
If we don't get him to leave, he just never leaves. So we have to say something controversial.
We kind of got to go. We got to go this kind of route to, you know, get him out of here.
Yeah.
But so. But I think honestly, on that note, he's coming. He's coming back. I think he's gonna. Oh. No, he just forgot his vape.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. I don't think he wants anything to do with Joe now.
I also think Totti's the best Italian forward. So whatever.
Yeah, but anyways, that's where Joe gets completely lost because he's just completely blind and doesn't know anything about soccer.
Wise words of
because he
the
actually
immortal.
Thinks Del Piero Totti was even the best player on fucking Roma.
He was, but
he
anyways,
wasn't.
In the wise,
Batistuta was. Remember that.
In the wise,
an Argentinian was the best player playing beside an Italian on your team.
In the wise words of the immortal Mahatma Gandhi,
Totti will never beat Del Piero.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let us begin. No, let us end.
No, but let us begin.
No, but we're ending the podcast.
Yeah, but we're beginning the statement segment now of Del Piero being better than Totti. Now
yeah, we could do that next
now
week.
Now you're going to make me leave the fucking podcast too.
Good.
This is what you do. This is what you do.
You're my co-host.
This is what you fucking do.
Anyways,
I'm
going
to end it off here because I'm tired of listening to Joe talk. Guys, if you haven't already, don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at UltrasXI. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to that.
Follow
DBG. You wanna come back and just say bye to the audience? Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Follow at the douchebag Guido too.
You're coming back.
He's
for me.
A nice
not,
guy.
Not this guy here. Don't worry about this guy. Yeah, don't listen to what he says, but don't listen to what he says. Go follow Mr. DBG over here at douchebag Guido.
Something coming from you right now. I can't hear.
Yeah. Just maybe don't talk now. DBG.
Yeah,
Phil.
Guys, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here today and joining us on this episode.
Thank you for this.
It was a privilege to have you here.
Pleasure was all mine.
No. The pleasure was ours.
Tony, special juice, man. Yeah. Don't drop it.
Thank you. Remember that.
All right, guys. We'll hear you next week. We'll see you next week. Ciao.
See you later. Say bye, DBG.
Yeah, okay. See you later, bro.